Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday. More Americans are turning to AI companions for comfort and connection, but there are downsides, including the risk of emotional dependence and blurred boundaries between humans and machines. Joining us to discuss warning signs that things have turned unhealthy, or quite frankly, creepy, is Matt Wren, tech expert and founder of VRAR Chicago in Chicago. Matt, thank you for joining us today. And maybe I'm just a Luddite, Matt, but I don't understand this at all. I use AI tools for various tasks that I have to accomplish throughout the day. In fact, I used it to I use it most frequently to come up with recipes for some of the CSA vegetables we have around the house before they go bad. But that's the extent of it. And I don't see myself asking ChatGPT for anything else above and beyond a recipe with the following ingredients. But a lot of other people do.
Thanks for having me back, Rob. So first thing, let me ask you a very quick question. Have you ever actually used ChatGPT in voice mode? So you're not actually typing a question to it. You have it on your phone. You're speaking to it and having it speak back to you.
I have not. I have not used the voice assistant. I just did good old-fashioned typing. That's good enough for me.
Okay. So that, you know, it's one thing that a lot of folks actually don't realize that that is an option, that you can do that. And obviously ChatGPT isn't the only AI. There's a lot of different AI programs out there. And there are even some specific AI programs out there that are sort of meant and designed to be almost like a companion, someone that you are chatting back and forth with. And again, it doesn't matter if you're typing or if you're speaking, but either way, you know, this kind of gets to a sort of almost a new way of people getting their ideas out there and getting, you know, some sort of feedback back on their ideas and their conversations. A lot of folks do feel disconnected, and where, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, a lot of folks were turning to social media and they would just, you know, go post on someone's Facebook or on their Snapchat and they would get a response back from the other folks that are there that they're talking to. It's a similar experience to speak to an AI chatbot. And ultimately, some of the same dangers sort of exist that the AI chatbot is going to ultimately learn how you talk, learn what you like. It's going to reflect the ideas that you're presenting back to you. And so that's where some of the dangers can come into play. But there are actual, you know, specific companion type AIs like Replica and Character AI, in addition to like Chatbot and Gemini and X.
Now, we do have some red flags where maybe your relationship as a human being is with the AI chatbot, whoever that may be. There are some signs that it could be taking a very unhealthy turn.
Absolutely. And I mean, the first thing to remember, too, is even though it's going to seem very much like you're talking to a person, you're not talking to a person. You're talking to a program, basically. You're talking to something that is effectively making a mathematical decision as to what word should come next. It's not a person that actually has, you know, logic and feelings and emotions. And some of those red flags are the same, to a certain degree, some of the types of red flags that you would have if you're, you know, putting your information out on social media or out on, you know, a public discussion board. you don't want to be sharing personal information. You don't want to be sharing financial information, health information. And you do need to be very cautious of the fact that, you know, there's a very low sort of threshold of people responding to you. They don't have an actual personal relationship with you on social media, and AI has absolutely no actual personal relationship with you. It's a program. It can't. So you do need to be very careful about actually like withdrawing from actual human connection and getting sucked into this essentially synthetic conversation.
And then this is before we even talk about Sam Altman's revelation this week that he's opening up some of the restrictions on chat on OpenAI to allow for erotica, and that's almost like a science fiction genre in and of itself.
Yeah, personally, I'm a little frightened of where AI will take that. I think, you know, frankly, I think regular erotica can possibly go too far sometimes. But that's my own opinion. When it comes to AI, though, the main thing to think about here in terms of the safety factors are just number one, understanding that, again, this is a program. This is not a real person. You have to be careful with it. And, you know, while we have to talk about the risks, you also do, to a certain degree, have to talk about some of the potential benefits. Sometimes it is difficult to express your ideas to another person, and you know, you can almost use AI possibly as like practice for that, or for some, you know, frankly, some of the older generation, the people who we would think would be less likely to use this, this might give them an outlet, someone to have conversations, but you know, a chatbot to have a conversation with when they don't really feel that they have some of the connections, or they don't have access to the other types of connections that they would have. So there are potential benefits, but also, yeah, you know, how far folks are going to take it, that's where you really start. The further on the edges you place it, that's where you do have to be very, very cautious.
Matt Wren, tech expert and founder, VRAR Chicago in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.